This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Republican National Convention in Tampa finally began in earnest today after yesterday's planned first day activities were delayed for a day by Tropical Storm Isaac, which has now become Hurricane Isaac, but has passed Tampa by. WBUR has a team of reporters covering the convention, including our Morning Edition host, Bob Oakes, who joins us now from the convention. Bob, are you there?
Hi, Sasha.
Hi, Bob. Bob, so tell us about the highlights so far today. What's been going on?
Well, the convention pretty much got underway on time at 2 o'clock this afternoon with the national anthem. The business of the convention is taking place right now this afternoon. And of course, it kicks off in a big way tonight with two of the most important speeches of the week, one by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, the other by Ann Romney, wife of Mitt Romney. And with this, we have the tone of the presentation for the rest of the week, really. The red meat by Christie, who's here to rally the GOP base, the tough talk about how if you stick with a plan, you can solve the nation's big problems, which is a swipe at President Obama for what he'll argue is not focusing and delivering on the promises that Mr. Obama made during his change-themed presidential campaign 4 years ago.
And then Ann Romney offering the other, more gentle side.
That's right, Sasha. Tonight she'll speak about her husband, the family man, the compassionate guy. And I hate to use the phrase humanizing Romney because it's been said so much this week running up to this point. It's a little more like personalizing Romney, I think, a speech much anticipated by the entire Massachusetts delegation, including Mike Morales.
I want to hear more of the personal side of Mitt Romney. He seems to be somebody who doesn't like to talk about himself a lot and focuses on his skills and what he can do and what he's done. But I want to hear more personal stories.
And Bob, I just want to point out we have a slight delay with your cell phone. But tell us, I understand former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld made an appearance on behalf of Romney today. Tell us what Weld said.
Well, he did speak to the Massachusetts delegation today, and in fact, we just ran into Weld just a few minutes ago. The two-term Massachusetts governor who essentially paved the way for Mitt Romney in office by showing how a moderate Republican could win in Massachusetts. He is a little bit of an odd duck. In the 2008 campaign, he supported Mitt Romney over John McCain, but then after McCain won the nomination, he voted for Barack Obama, saying he'd been a once-in-a-lifetime candidate who would transform our politics. Apparently what he meant was one-term president. Weld only has nice things to say about Mitt Romney. He talks about Romney's signature accomplishment of turning around the Utah Olympic Games. Does not talk about the state health care overhaul passed under Romney, which some call Romney's signature accomplishment. Weld also predicts a 2 to 3 point surge for Mitt Romney nationally after the convention, once voters get to know him thanks to this event. And Weld tossed out a nugget about himself earlier today and then just a few minutes ago with us. You know, he moved to New York State, after leaving the governorship and is in Tampa with the New York State delegation, though he's actually staying with the Massachusetts delegation. And Weld said today that he'd soon spend more time in Massachusetts, but he would not give hints as to what that exactly means.
Reporters will be all over that, I'm sure. So, Bob, a lot has been made of Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown not being at the convention, at least not yet. What do we know about when Brown is expected to appear, and what kind of talk has there been about his absence so far?
Well, you know, the campaign has said that Senator Brown will definitely be here, but, you know, don't blink your eyes because you might miss him. Indications are that he will be in the convention hall with the Massachusetts delegation on Thursday night. After all, he has said several times he's excited to see Mitt Romney and called it a very big deal that someone from Massachusetts will accept the nomination for president. Critics have said that he's avoiding this affair, this convention, because he's been at odds with a party over the platform. He sent a letter to the National Party chairman opposing the anti-abortion language in the platform, calling it a mistake as it fails to take into account the views of pro-choice Republicans like himself. But a key member of the Massachusetts delegation dismisses all this and the flap over Brown's short appearance. Ron Kaufman, the national committee man for Massachusetts, says it's not like Brown doesn't have something else to do. After all, he is running for re-election.
You know what? He's got the vote of every Massachusetts person here. So he's doing exactly what he should be doing, campaigning as much as he can, coming down and showing his respect to Mitt. And he knows, quite frankly, that we have a chance now for the first time not only to win his reelection, but also carry the state for Mitt.
Just the same, when Senator Brown shows up later this week, I think much will still be made about his very brief appearance. And Sasha, just moments ago, we learned that there is the first bit of controversy here, the Ron Paul portion of the Maine delegation, the Republican delegation from Maine, has walked out of the convention hall this afternoon, probably in protest about the lack of representation, the efforts by the Republican leadership to squash the Ron Paul delegates, either from coming to the convention or having much of a say while they are here. We'll bring you more about that when we learn more, Sasha.
That's WBUR's Morning Edition host Bob Oak speaking with us from the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Bob, thank you.
Righto.